Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Brian Tankersley, and you're listening to episode 36 of Small Business Consulting to Go. Today, we're going to be talking about the Sleater Awesome Add-ons and the Sleater Conference Update. I'm here with my regular co-host, Doug Sleater. Doug is president of the Sleater Group. The Sleater Group is a national accounting software consulting firm with over 600 members in the U.S. and Canada. We also have a special guest today, Greg LaFollette. Just go ahead and get started. Welcome, Doug and Greg. How are y'all doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful here, Brian. Great. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it, and glad to be able to spend some time with you guys.
Yeah,
well, it's just nice to see you in there. Nice to see you in there chatting with us and on TalkShoot. And, you know, we'll just kind of ad hoc this and see what we got. So,
yeah, and I
really, I know you.
Sorry to interrupt there. I'm really glad to see you back here, Greg. You started this whole program, and you and I have did it for years. So it's great to have you back and join us today for some of the discussion.
It's a little bit nostalgic. Yeah, I guess Thomas Wolfe was wrong. You can go home.
Of course.
That's right. Okay, cool. All right, well, great. Well, glad to have both of you with us here. And let's go ahead and start it here. I guess for our topics today, again, are going to be the Sleater Awesome Add-ons, and then we're going to get a Sleater Conference update. Doug, what's going on with the Awesome Add-ons this year? What have you identified that's going to make the world better for all of us out here?
Yeah, well, as you know, every year we do these awards for what we consider awesome add-ons, and we really mean that in the context of add-ons to QuickBooks, although many of the products that we study and research don't necessarily specifically add on to the product called QuickBooks, but they add on to several products, or they're products in their own right, and maybe in some cases, QuickBooks is an add-on to them. So take the QuickBooks add-on and use that a little bit loosely. What it's really all about is, hey, we spend a lot of time with developers of software. We spend a lot of time studying them, deciding what kind of features they have and how those mesh with what we believe our customers and really can use and benefit from. And so what we do is we try to just pick the winners every year that we've seen among the big crop. This year, there's about 45 people, companies who have submitted products. So a great crop. We've given six awesome add-on trophies for 2011, and I'll give you the lineup of those products in just a minute. But there are also three others that we looked at that almost got the award, but I'm considering, because they're new products, I'm calling them new products to watch, and so I want to mention those to everybody because I think everybody ought to take a close look.
Well, I think it's, I'm always amazed with the quality and the quantity of stuff you've come up with historically with this, and after having read your column for this month, I'm continue to be amazed with some of the new stuff that you've got. So this should be pretty interesting list here. So you have six main ones and then three kind of honorable mentions. What are the six, Doug?
Well, what we can do is kind of start down the list, and as you guys know something about these products, I'd like you to kind of stay conversational with me, because I think everybody and the audience wants to know how we all feel about these. So I'll start with the first winner is a product called B-Mobile Route Software. Now, this is one of those super vertical products that solves a problem that exists out there. It's very vertical in the sense that it applies to companies who distribute, distributors of food and beverage to their retailers or restaurants or whatever. So the problem they solve is when a distributor needs to go on deliveries every day, they have to load trucks. And when they load those trucks, they need to load those trucks in the right order, meaning they have to put they have to plan their route for who they're going to deliver to first and next and next and next. and they have to load that truck in such a way that makes it easy for the driver to, you know, well, the first stop ought to be the stuff in the back of the truck, otherwise it just really complicates his day. Seems like one of those problems that software could do much better than people, and indeed it does. So Be Mobile is the company, and their product is called Be Mobile Route and Be Mobile Sales. In addition to planning the truck, they also have handheld devices that the drivers take out on each delivery, and it has the invoice and the customer, you know, kind of signs for it, and it can even have a printer and deliver the invoice right there to the customer as they drop it off. And all of this syncs with QuickBooks. So not only do they do the planning and software of how to load the trucks, but they do the financial piece of delivering and delivering invoices and then syncing that back with the QuickBooks file.
You know, Doug, one of the things I think is mm-hmm. really interesting about this particular product is because it kind of exemplifies what you said before. You know, these aren't necessarily, you know, we can't think about them as QuickBooks add-ons. This is really a product that drives, no pun intended, drives a distribution business, and it happens to tie back to QuickBooks because that's where the invoices and the inventory live. But it's really, in this case, kind of like for the majority of the business, the drivers and all of the distribution people, this is where they work. And it's only probably a few people back in the office that might work, quote, in QuickBooks.
Correct.
You know, so I think it's kind of interesting. And I, you know, when I first saw this, and I mean, I looked through this list, you know, with you earlier this year, and you know, the first thing I thought of is I remembered reading an article that the New York Times published a couple of years ago when UPS announced that they were going to eliminate left turns. And of course, I kind of chuckled when I saw that, and then when I read the article, I realized that, you know, they had built that into their route planning software, and they ended up saving 30 million miles a year by simply eliminating. They don't make left turns anymore. They'll make three right turns to avoid a left turn. And of course, you know, they have 100,000 trucks out there, so it's not hard to get to 30 million miles, but pretty interesting.
Yeah, quite. You know, when logistics are really thought through, that's when you really realize that, you know, software can really play a big role in making the business work. And
right.
At the Sleater Group, we're all about business process and improving that business process. And I just looked at this and I said, duh, this is exactly the right kind of software solution to a problem that exists out there that used to be manually done and very labor intensive, and by putting in software that really improved the businesses who use it. I was going to say earlier, we have a few consultants in the Sleater Group network who have already installed this in several clients, and they're just happy as can be. So we really salute the Be Mobile folks for doing a great product, and it's really one that fits into that category where QuickBooks is an add-on to it.
Well, and I'll tell you that I think this is, you know, Doug, I think this is one of the things that really sets your group apart from a lot of others in that, you know, if the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail to you. And I think I, you know, take my hat off to you to picking, you know, at least a couple of the awesome add-ons here are really true vertical industry packages that work with a lot of different applications. Like this one integrates with QuickBooks, Peachtree, all three flavors of Maz, Business Vision, Peachtree, DAC-Easy, and Cougar Mountain. And I think, you know, plus the handhelds. So,
yeah.
You know, again, it's my hat's off to you to broadening the horizons of everybody so that, you know, your consultants and their clients can get the right solution as opposed to getting one company's view of things.
Yep, exactly. So moving on to the next, but I don't want to run out of time on all these, so we'll go a little faster on these next few. Intuit actually has won twice this year with two of their add-ons. The first one is the Intuit Statement Writer product. And Brian, you and I have talked about that. I think, Greg, you and I have talked about it a bit too. The problem that it solves, of course, is for years we've all had a lot of difficulty in getting a GAAP formatted financial statement out of QuickBooks.
Right.
And it's just not been easy, and people went through all these hoops to export the stuff to Excel or out to another write-up product or whatever they could, pretty much only for the purpose of printing a financial statement that was presentable. So anyway, Statement Writer kind of solves it.
There'd be 100,000 accountants out there saying it's about time.
Exactly, yeah. It is kind of one of those where, duh. So here's what it is. It's an Excel add-on. So if you're in QuickBooks, the experience is, and by the way, this only works with the accountant edition of QuickBooks, and it's an extra product you add for, like, is it $99 or something like that? There's different specials. They've gone down to $49, but I think the list price is $129, is it, Brian, or $149? I think you've
Yeah, seen. List is $149.
Yeah. So whatever the price is, it's relatively low, and they've done specials down below. But anyway, you buy it as an add-on to QuickBooks, and what it really does is it installs an add-on into Excel, and you launch it from QuickBooks, and what it does is it launches Excel, embeds the macros into the Excel sheet that comes up, and these macros within Excel, they're not quite macros, it's really embedded code in the Excel sheets that uses the SDK to reach back into QuickBooks, pull out the balance sheet, the income statement, or whatever you ask for. Actually, I shouldn't say whatever you ask for, but it's a pretty broad range of reports you can pull out. And then it puts it into Excel in format that we tend to, at least by default, it's pretty darn good format. But there are always things you're going to want to do to tweak it from there. So then you can essentially use the financial statement writers or the Intuit statement writers tools to do things like eliminate zero numbers and combine two accounts. One of my favorites is, what if you want to just show cash and cash equivalents on the balance sheet? Well, that seems like something we ought to be able to do, but in QuickBooks we have, you know, checking, savings, undeposited funds, things like that. So this tool lets you very quickly combine those accounts into a single number and rename it to cash and cash equivalents. And the data is always connected back to the QuickBooks file, so I can drill in from Excel back to QuickBooks. I think it's just very well implemented. Now, I will say there have been issues with the software over the last year and a half that it's been out. My view is that they have largely resolved pretty much every issue I'm aware of. There's one little tiny one that that they say is going to be fixed in December. But even without that one little issue, I don't want to go all the way into it, but it's solvable. It's just you have to do one manual step. But I just really think they've hit the nail on the head with this product.
Yeah, I mean, I'd echo that. I think it's a great product. We show it a lot in a lot of our QuickBooks courses that I teach with K2, and I'll tell you that it's really come a long way from the old financial statement designer.
Yeah.
Also, I was out on the Intuit website the other day, and it looks like that financial statement designer, I haven't seen a 2011 version of it show up yet out there. So this may be the year that Intuit Statement Writer becomes the mandatory tool as opposed to the previous one, but I don't have that from any official channels.
Yeah, I don't.
I was happy to see that product, and as I said before, Doug, I mean, it's about time. It's about 10 years too late, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's actually we're all applauding Intuit for solving a problem that they created in the first place.
By doing the report
kind of
wrong.
Interesting.
The
other Intuit, can I tell you about the other? Can I jump in on the other one?
Sure,
Doug?
Please do.
The other one is the View My Paycheck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is a prime. Now you got to give Intuit kudos on this, because where they were behind on the other one, they're way out in front on this one.
Mm-hmm.
They have provided, and we get to use the F word because it's free. You don't see that from Intuit too often,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, this is free for those who are using the Intuit payroll service. This allows your clients' employees to be able to log on and see their paycheck stub and their W-2 and download it, and so you don't have all these employees bothering you to get you another copy of the W-2. And I don't, your clients may not lose W-2s, but mine sure do. It's not a huge thing, but for those people who live in that world, it's a huge time saver, and it's free, and it's rock solid. It works, and I think it's very cool.
Yeah, and it's implemented with a secure portal over the internet, so
yep.
The employees just log into a website. They don't have to have a QuickBooks login or anything like that.
Right.
And it is you kind of hit it there, Greg. The reason we like it is it's simple, it's exactly what's needed, it's free, and there's no big deal here. But that's why I like to always recognize products that, okay, so it's little and it's free, but it's so valuable for those
yep.
who need it.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
on.
Absolutely. I think one of the issues that most CPAs are struggling with here is how to securely get information from let's say the employer to the person getting paid without having to use a secure portal solution. And this is a great thing that just fixes this problem that we all have, of trying to get somebody a W-2 when they're trying to get a mortgage or something.
Yeah, for sure. So the next one is Smart Vault. One of the rules we have at the Fleeter Group is we do not allow a product to win an awesome add-on award twice. Some years ago we were doing that and we realized, no, that wasn't the right thing. But Smart Vault has actually won again, even though they had won before, because this is Smart Vault V3. And the V3, the version 3 of their product, really took what they started with, which was essentially document management within QuickBooks.
It was a QuickBooks add-on back then.
Yeah, it was totally
quick.
Yeah. And now they said, hey, we're a portal where you can do paperless document management that fits with any number of applications, not just QuickBooks.
And document sharing. And
mm-hmm.
The way they've implemented this thing with the the persistent drive, you can map a drive to the cloud, to your Smart Vault vault, and it's completely seamless. It's just there, and unless you're really, really thinking about it, you're unaware that where you're putting that document happens to be cloud based rather than disk based or machine based or LAN based.
Yeah, exactly. Completely new product in my view. And it's not just documents within a QuickBooks attached to a transaction. So go ahead, Brian.
Well, and one of the important things I think that really sets Smart Vault apart from some of the other solutions is they have a way where you can download the files and actually run the data locally, have a local backup of the data. And I think that's one of the things a lot of people miss about cloud applications,
mm-hmm.
is that you have to have a plan B for if there's some kind of outage or something here.
Yeah, they'll send you a CD. Yeah.
Well, no, they actually recommend a free sync tool that does that, and so it makes it almost the same as Exchange would be with your Outlook headset.
Yeah.
It's local, but it's in the cloud, and and it doesn't matter to you whether you're connected or not, because it does all of that in the background,
mm-hmm.
and that's elegant. It's really elegant.
Yeah.
And I think we've got some interesting things to come from them, because they just announced a software development kit so that other people can integrate their products and services directly into Smart Vault for document management. So I think we've got Yeah, I don't think we've heard the last from Eric Pulaski. You know, who knows? Maybe next year we'll be talking about his latest iteration of it here.
They're certainly back in the realm now of best of breed and not locked into the good enough that you oftentimes get in, you know, inside somebody's product.
Exactly. Yeah, so they really have stood out this year. The next one is product from a company called V Technologies. It's called ShipGear. Again, here's a real simple problem, but it has caused the poor bookkeepers or shipping departments or whatever in every small business to double enter data or do copy-paste forever. And that is when they're doing an invoice in QuickBooks for an item that's going to be shipped, and they need to go and ship via UPS, WorldShip, or FedEx Shipping Manager, it's called. What it is a simple link between QuickBooks and those two applications that just takes the invoice data, you know, the ship to address and all that stuff, puts it onto a shipper, puts the calculates the shipping fees, and sends that back over to the invoice so that the invoice has the complete shipping amount, the exact shipping amount, and all of the data is synced between the two. So, again, simple, but, man, is that a big time saver for those who do any sort of shipping in any kind of volume.
Well, you know, and I'm glad to see that this one also works with Peachtree, Maz 90 and 200, GP, Mercola, you know, and eBay. So, I mean, I really like the fact that this one's kind of accounting system agnostic. It just works.
Yep. And that's a good point, because some of these companies, they may have QuickBooks, they may have Peachtree, they may decide at some point to switch between different products out there, and here's one product that'll work with them regardless of which choice they make in the GL software.
And, you know, that used to be a really, really big deal, but now as more and more of these companies figure out the wisdom of embracing an ecosystem and release, good APIs and now full SDKs, we're seeing that more and more and more.
Yeah.
The Sage Group is very active in that. Obviously, several years ago, Intuit, became involved there, and so it's becoming easier for the developers to build their own code stream in their own product, and then just plug in these other people. And I don't mean to; it's not trivial, but it's
right.
Nowhere near the amount of work that it used to be.
Yeah, we just. You know, think if the data as an island is no longer acceptable.
Right.
So
you got a couple of more, Doug, and I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, sure. Actually, the last winner is Web KPI.
Great
product. It's a web-based business intelligence dashboard where it pulls data from the accounting system up into the cloud, and it puts it into a, you know, SQL cube database, where then they can present your data to you graphically or in tables that does all sorts of analysis that a CFO would want to present to shareholders or management or banks or whatever, as well as to managers who just need to, you know, watch margins on product lines or whatever. So we really like how this is implemented. It's fast. It works quite well with the QuickBooks data. It's a kind of a new company. They've been out a couple years, but they just keep adding to it, and they've really shown a real resilience in terms of listening to what we're saying and what our customers are saying and just going and getting it done.
You know, they've done a really nice job, Doug. What I like about them is that they've built it in such a way where it's very, very simple for the non-financial manager to look at, you know, red light, green light, yellow light, exception reporting kinds of things. Very, very, very simple and pretty high level. And then when you start looking at it, you realize how quickly you can drill down as far down as you want to go, including, you know, full, like, credit risk analysis and some, you know, valuation tools, some pretty heavy-duty stuff that that a traditional financial professional, CFO level person would want to look at. So it kind of runs from real simple to very complex.
Yeah. You can just go to town with how much you want to do with slicing and dicing your numbers.
Get paralysis with analysis, right?
That's right. Brian, have you looked at that?
Tell us about these. I haven't spent that much time with this particular one, but I will tell you that one of the more popular courses that K2's been offering this year is a course that's an all-day course on dashboards. And so anything you can use to give folks some data visualization, I think is going to be a pretty big win, especially with the non-financial folks out there.
Yep.
So, sure. Doug, tell us about the new products to watch you have.
Yeah, well, I'm going to just list them here and let people kind of go off because we're kind of running out of time here, but there's one called Audit My Books. That's the company name. The product is called Analyzer AP. The other one is Sky Hill Software has a product called Bill and Pay. And the third one is Webgility's e-commerce connector, which is a connector between web stores and QuickBooks. So those three, they really impressed me. The reason they didn't quite make the trophy award is just they're a little new on the horizon, and I just want to have us all take a look at them and gain more feedback from the marketplace. So that's it. Go ahead.
Now, all of those people will be at the conference next month, right, Doug?
Every single one of them. Yep.
So everybody who wants to look at them closer can see them there, along with I imagine there's a few more vendors than just those six, right?
Yeah, in fact, our conference that Greg's alluding to is the Sleater Group Annual Accounting Software Solutions Conference. It's this year in November 8 through 10 in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel. So we sure hope everyone will be there. And these products will be there as well as really 50-plus vendors. There's some new ones that are still registering, actually. 50-plus vendors of various solutions like these, as well as Intuit, Sage, CPA to Biz, and their trusted business advisor solutions, method integration, virtual time and expense. The list goes on. All of the major players in solutions for accounting software will be there. So we really hope to see everybody there. And if you have questions, go to sleeterconference.com, and it'll give you the whole rundown on what's planned and who's going to speak and all that. But, Greg, you've helped me a lot on developing the conference this year. I just really thank you for your help. And Brian's going to be there, and all the CPA technology advisor folks will be there. So it should be a great event.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll say that's actually on my list today. I've got to get my airplane ticket bought out there. So looking forward to seeing all you guys in person again.
Great.
And that pretty much wraps us up here. So that's all we have for episode 36 of Tech to Go. I'd like to thank again Greg and Doug both for their time today. And we'll be recording another episode here in about a month and have that out for you. So with that, thanks much, and everybody be careful out there.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.